Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Yes. We're going to start off with Testify. My throat has been going in and out from being in that rain in the concert. All right. This is Diane Reeves right here on The Love Journey.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them. But I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. I just wanna testify. I just gotta testify. I gonna testify. Oh, I gotta testify. When I look back on my life, I go crazy when I think of the danger I put myself in. But amazing grace always carried me to safety, knowing that I go back to the same place again and again. Lord, no one could ever love me the way that you do. Spirit, mind, and body, I surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just want to testify. I got to testify. I just want to testify. Oh, amazing grace saved my life. Sweet the journey when you learn to love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself, yeah, with amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. I don't yesterday, because yesterday made me who I am today. Yeah, and I just want to testify. My mind is strong. I just got to testify. I can see. I just want to testify. Amazing grace saved my life. I got to testify.
Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ibra, and that was Diane Reeves right here on the Love Journey. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence, and on this line, we recognize that power, that great spirit that is known by many, 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 many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so as we enter into the presence, becoming still and very intentional about the breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, and hold it to the count of eight, remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart, because the heart has wisdom. I want us to move from our head and right into our heart space. And as we honor the heart, I want you to take a few minutes and just give thanks for your heart, this amazing heart. And as we honor this heart chakra space, I want us to take in that deep breath as we become still. be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, Father.
And release.
And as we become very intentional in this right now moment, I just want you to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And as we move into this place of total release, releasing all that does not serve our highest good. And as we just give thanks, I just want you to just say thank you. No matter what's happening in your experience right now, just say thank you. Thank you. And I just want you to be in total gratitude as we take 2 minutes to just give thanks, as we honor the energy of money.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship.
Relationship to money. Wow, good morning. If you think on this energy called money, you can't have this energy called money and not have a revenant to follow it, right? So as we get into the energy of forgiving our relationship to money, just inviting money into our space this morning, giving thanks for the opportunity to live in an abundant life, to remove all conditioning and veils that keep us from living the true abundance. And right now, we're going to hear our very own, I call him our very own, Reverend Ike Multiplier. This is Reverend Ike, family.
Now, here is the long affirmation that I'm going to give you. It's too long to get on the green board, but when I give you this affirmation, I want you to write it out. Put it in your checkbook. Every time you write a check, read it. For starters and for practice, put it up on the mirror that you look in the most. Most of all, put it in your mind and use it. Think it every time you use money. Here it is. Repeat it after me verbally as well as write it. And, of course, I'll be good and repetitious about it so that you won't miss it. I see God.
I see God.
Multiplying back to me.
Multiplying back to me.
All of the money that I use.
All the money that I use.
Give. Or circulate in any way.
Or circulate in any way.
In a never-ending cycle.
In a never-ending cycle.
Of increase and enjoyment.
Of increase and enjoyment.
Gee, I'd love to take an offering right now. This is the time to do it. Gee. Because I usually have the people hold their offering that they're giving in their hands, and I have them circulate like this, you see. It indicates that your good is going from you, but doing what? Coming back. It is going from you and doing what?
Coming back.
All right. Anyway, symbolically, think that you're in church this Sunday. All of you are going to be in church Sunday.
Right.
Even those that Reverend Terry haven't seen in ages. Now hold your offering in your hand. Look at it. And circulate it over, away from you, and under, back to you. Come on. Now repeat this with me again. I see God.
I see God.
Multiplying back to me.
Multiplying back to me.
All of the money.
All of the money.
That I use.
That I use.
Give. Or circulate.
Or circulate.
In any way.
In any way.
In a never-ending cycle.
In a never-ending cycle.
Of increase and enjoyment.
Of increase and enjoyment.
In a never-ending cycle.
In a never-ending cycle.
Of increase and enjoyment.
Of increase and enjoyment.
In a never-ending cycle.
In a never-ending cycle.
Of increase and enjoyment.
Of increase and enjoyment.
I dare you to practice that. All right, you want me to repeat that again? All right, and I'll try to remember to even put the punctuation in for you. I see God, period, comma.
I see God.
Yes, I see God, comma.
I see God, comma.
Multiplying back to me.
Multiplying back to me.
Oh. Comma.
Comma.
All of the money that I use, comma.
All of the money that I use.
All of the money that I give, comma.
All the money that I give, comma.
A circle. circulate in any way.
Or circulate in any way.
Comma.
Comma.
In a never-ending cycle.
In a never-ending cycle.
Of increase and enjoyment.
Of increase and enjoyment.
And I like to get that last phrase going. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. And make no mistake about it, this is not just being idly Pollyanna-ish. This works. Because you get this feeling going in your subconscious mind, and you're to see that money that you're using, that you're giving, that you're circulating, actually see and feel that circulation, and to know that the circulation of good, the circulation of money, is what? A never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. Know that this is the truth about the good that you do. All of your goodness, all of your kindness, all of your givingness in every form is multiplied back to you. How? In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. Come on, get your hands circulating here. Come on. What do you think this is? You know, I make the audacious claim you can't lose with the stuff I use. But you've got to use this stuff. So, let's get it going. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. Now, let's put this out for all of the good that we do. Think of your kindness. Think of the favors that you do lovingly. Think of the ways that you give of yourself, the many ways that you give of yourself. And know that all of the good that I do comes back to me multiplied. I like that. Multiplied. How? In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to be redundant about this. Never again in all eternity spend your money. Use it. Circulate it. One other word. Enjoy it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Money is coming to me. Money is coming to me. Money keeps coming to me. Money is coming to me. Money is coming to me. Money keeps coming to me. Money is coming to me. Money keeps coming to me.
Now,
and I'm not worried about how. Oh yeah, money is coming to me.
everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. So I saw a couple of people out this weekend. They was like, Janine, we need to do some more stuff around money. So I told them I'd make sure I do something today. So that was for all the people who wanted to hear some stuff about money is coming to me. I could just feel it. Good morning, family. We're going to start this day with reading from The Science of Mind. And I love today. It says, never alone. I love the thought that I am never alone, because sometimes when I'm in my own process, I forget. No, I'm not reading yet, y'all. This is just me talking. And so when I saw the title, I haven't read what they're going to say yet, but I just thought, wow, just thank you. Even when I forget that I'm not alone, or I may feel like I'm in this process, in this whirlwind, and can't figure it out, if I just stop and remember and breathe, I know I'm not alone. So let me read it to you. Today's quote says, God's faithfulness. God always provides one of two things, either in an abundance of what you need, or the physical stamina and spiritual patience to endure its absence. Wow. This is God either provides an abundance of what we need, or the physical stamina and spiritual patience to endure its absence. Come on, Holy Spirit. Ernest Holmes once said in a book called Thing Called You, this thing called you on page 34, to realize that God is ever present, ever available, is to know that all wisdom, intelligence, and power of the universe is right where you are. Ooh, I love that. It just reminds me that I am wherever God is. God is where I am. Ooh, I love it. In religious science, we teach that affirmative prayer, In religious science, we teach that affirmative prayer, sustained with conviction and faith, is always answered. And that answer is always yes. Come on, God. You see, the master teacher tried to teach his disciple this spiritual truth as well when he told them, it is done unto you as you believe. In the world of human form, though, sometimes that answer may not appear immediately. While in the metaphysical realm, there is no time. We divine beings who are living a human experience may indeed need time to work our way to the level of belief that creates the abundance and joy we desire. Wow, let's say that again. The master teacher, Jesus, tried to teach his disciples this spiritual truth as well when he told them, it is done unto you as you believe. In the world of human form, though, sometimes that answer may not appear immediately. While in the metaphysical realm, there is no time. We divine beings who are a living human experience may indeed need time to work out our way to the level of belief that creates the abundance and joy we desire. You see, the time spent in prayer and preparation for our good to manifest may seem long. Okay, they must be on my street. And sometimes we may be tempted to think that our prayers aren't working. Come on, Holy Spirit. We may even be tempted to give up altogether. Come on. But I've come to believe that whatever we need to get through these hard times, we have it. You see, it's right here within us because God is ever present and ever available. We truly are never alone. Usually remembering that is enough to get me through my moments of doubt. But when I need more than that, I use my practitioner to clear the cobwebs from my thinking and give me a safe, secure place to express my emotions. Many ministers and practitioners use practitioners themselves. A spiritual practice I highly recommend, a compassionate listener, and spiritually attuned friend is a wonderful expression of the ever-present, ooh, I love this, ever-present God who provides the stamina and the patience to get me to my yes. Ooh, thank you, God, for our spiritual practitioners, those people in our lives who help us, who are the wind beneath our wings. When you know what I like about this? I just want to give thanks because I want to say it's not a lot of compassionate listeners. I'm going to say this again, a compassionate listener and spiritually attuned friend is a wonderful expression of the ever-present God who provides the stamina and patience to get me to my yes. A compassionate listener. So I just want to thank God for compassionate listeners because most people listen and judge. That's the one thing I loved about my mother, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. She was a compassionate listener. And very rarely did she judge. It's so warm and embracing to have somebody who you could just pour out everything to. And I'm standing on that because I don't know if I know that many people that I could call and just feel like, wow, a compassionate listener and spiritually attuned friend and know that you're not going to hear it again or be judged by it is a wonderful expression of the ever-present God who provides the stamina and patience to get me to my yes. Thank you, God, for those spiritual practitioners. I love it. You see, God is with me always. Walking by my side, speaking in my ear, I am guided wisely and supplied generously with everything I need, even when I don't yet see it in the form. Oh, this is a great affirmation. God is with me always. Walking by my side, speaking in my ear, I am guided wisely and supplied generously with everything I need, even when I can't see it in the form. Oh, yeah. Wow. I love that. Some months, this doggone science of the mind seems to just say the right stuff at the right time. Good morning, family. You tuned in to the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I really enjoyed the science of the mind this morning to be reminded that God is always with me and that God will never leave nor forsake me, family. And no matter how we call this beautiful presence, this wonderful energy, wow. To know that I am never alone and to be reminded is powerful. So this month we will be focusing a lot on trusting ourselves, moving in the energy of money. I was asked, can we get back to some Reverend Ike? So I think people, when they see me, they just think Reverend Ike. So I think I've seen maybe 6 people yesterday and maybe 4 on Saturday all said, can we just get back to some Reverend Ike? Can we do some money? I guess people want some money. So we're just going to know that money is already here, family. So I was given this DVD, CD, to listen to Lisa Nichols. And I heard the first part of it before, but I had never heard the whole interview. And I thought it was so amazing. And, of course, anything that I think is amazing that will help make us accountable, help inspire us or motivate us, you know what I want to do, right? I always want to share. Because I think there's nothing more desirable in my heart is for all of us to just be living an amazing life, a passionate life, you know? I always imagine me and my girlfriends and we all having this amazing life, you know? And we get this helicopter ride over to an island, and we have our private dinner on the ocean, right? And jazz band playing while we eating this phenomenal food that an amazing chef cooked for us, right? And we're all just living a fabulous life. You know, not just one person, all of us, you know, all of us having things we desire, all of us having the money flowing, and we're just enjoying life. And we have this certain period of time where we get together and just go on this girl's trip, right? And nobody is concerned about the money or how much money is being spent. And that's my desire for us, to be able to live that kind of life. To live the way we desire. And so I want you to hear this. I was so inspired by this. And I love the questions that she asked herself when she looked in the mirror. Have I forgiven myself? How have I celebrated myself today? Have I forgiven, and what am I committed to myself? Let me tell you something else that she says in here that I love. That she had to die from the woman she was to become the woman she was birthing. And some of us are so committed to stand in the same space. So let me let her tell you, and we can talk about it. I hope that this inspires you all and even inspires a conversation. Because I love conversation, not just dialogue. I know you all get on here and you want to hear me, but sometimes I just want to have an open dialogue, you know, just conversation of how did it move you. But even if we don't, I hope it moves you and inspires you the way it did me. This is Lisa Nichols right here on the Love Journey.
I'm in Inglewood, living off Arborvita. I'm on government assistance, and I run out of money, and I had to buy Pampers for Jelani. And I had $11.42 in the bank. And I remember wrapping my son in a towel for 2 days. You know, someone said, because when I tell the story, I always get teary-eyed. And someone said, do you fabricate the tears because you've told the story so much? No, I'm a mama. Every time I tell the story, I feel it again. I remember the second day, like you said, I had my hand on Jelani's stomach, and I said, don't worry, baby. Mommy will never be this broke or broken again. And that day, what shifted for me was I was willing, and I don't know if this is going to sound crazy, I was willing to completely die to any form of me that I had been so that I can birth the woman that I was becoming. The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been. And you hear it all the time when people say, I've always been this way. Okay, well, if that's working for you, keep doing that. I knew it wasn't working for me any longer. I had hit my version of rock bottom. So I was willing to let go of everything and everybody. See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you to fit through. You're trying to carry everybody else through because you're trying to be rescue 911. And you got to rescue you first. I am much more valuable to my family and to my community because I was willing to let them go. Go through the door myself, teach myself, learn myself, condition myself, and then come back and get them. I'm much more valuable to them now. But I had to go through a window time of 10 years of judgment. You leaving us, hanging out with white people all the time. You going to these crazy countries. We don't know what you... I had to be willing to allow my conviction to make me inconvenienced. See, we want to grow, but we want to stay liked by everybody. I was willing to be my own rescue at the risk of your approval. Most of us aren't like that. Facebook is an example. We want to be liked. Well, I woke up and I like myself today, so your like is extra. My job is to like me first. I was willing to say every day, Lisa, you like you? Lisa, are you proud of you? Lisa, are you playing full out? Every day before I checked in with anybody else. That's lonely, by the way. Why won't most people do it? Because it's scary and it's lonely. So what did I do? I was willing to find people who had what I didn't have, who were living lives that I wasn't living, who believed things that I didn't know about, and I was willing to become their student. I got up every day and I ate a slice of humble pie. See, when you get to this level, even me 10 years ago, you can get caught up by reading your own fine print. See, whenever I hear people reading my bio, and before I came on, you read my bio, I'm in the back going, yeah, 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 yeah. Because I don't want to ever think I arrived. I don't ever, that bio is old. You should be interested in my future. Oh, that's my bio. What's my future? Oh, what are you doing? What am I? Who am I becoming for 2020? And we get caught up in our bios. We get caught up in our status. I never allowed that to stop me from going and sitting at the hem of someone and saying, what do you know about wealth? See, because there's three forms to money. There's three relationships to money. We learn how to earn it, we learn how to keep it, and we learn how to grow it. Well, I learned how to earn it because my theme song was, I'm a hustler, baby, and I want you to know, everybody with me, it ain't where I've been, but what? Where I'm about to go. So I was singing that song.
Good.
They know. They know, right? I was singing that song when I was in, working out of my closet as my office. I was in a walk-in closet where you really couldn't walk in. You stepped in and turned, right? and the clothes rack, you know how you have the hanger rack? I had pant hangers in the closet, and I had Manila folders clipping on the pant hangers. Those are my client files. And I would sit there, and I put $2.99 mirrors off that you get from CVS. I put them all around my closet wall so that I can make my office look bigger. I worked out of that closet office for 4 years singing that song. It ain't where I've been, but where I'm about to go. I knew that. I knew how to make money. I didn't know how to keep it because ain't nobody had none in my family. So keeping wasn't an issue. Growing was never an issue. So I went to people who knew how to make it, keep it, grow it. I went to people who was about serving others to the highest level. See, I make a lot of money because I serve more people. See, all your success is on the other side of service. People trying to make money, if it begins and ends with money, it's going to be a short-lived victory. But if it's about transforming lives, then the wind keeps going and going and growing and growing. So I went to people that knew what I didn't know. And I killed my ego every day, murdered my shego. Every day, because I got a big shego. I mean, come on, right? Every day, Tom. And I got hungry and I learned. I went to the same training 42 times. Yes, I said 42. Some folks will stop and say, oh, I've been there already. I learned that already.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't there. I wanted to be able to finish their sentences. I want to know what you know. I want to walk like you, talk like you, and then I want to embed me in it. But success leaves clues. We're just not picking them up. I was the only African-American person at this conference. I was one of two women at this conference. Within the last 29 sessions, I led the conference. But I was willing to be the student first. So that's what I did, number one. And number two, I looked at every toxic behavior in my life. Everyone. You see me go behind my own black curtain. People don't want to tell on yourself. You're trying to protect. You're trying to do four things. You're trying to protect, prove, hide, and defend. If you wake up every day and say, I have nothing to protect, I have nothing to prove, I have nothing to hide, I have nothing to defend, now, who do I choose to be? Because your energy is consumed with protecting, proving, hiding, and defending. But if you let go of that, then now you're in creation. Every day I told myself that. Every day I got in the mirror and I said three sentences. And I gave each sentence seven different endings. And at times I was crying so hard I couldn't understand myself because the ending, the sentence was so difficult to say. Every day I looked in the mirror and said, Lisa, I'm proud that you. And I found seven different things to celebrate Lisa for because we are under-celebrated. Because you want someone to celebrate you more than you celebrate yourself. You want to hear thank you from others more than you're thanking yourself. You want to hear other people say, I love you more than you're saying, I love yourself. You are teaching the world. I set this on Oprah. When I set this on Oprah, she said, oh, my God, I believe the exact same thing. So I knew I had one thing right. The world is looking at you and following your example of how to treat you. How to treat you. They're following your example of how to treat you. So how you treat you, the world's going to follow your lead. So I had to start treating Lisa better because I was everything for everybody but nothing for myself. And so every day I got in the mirror and I completed three sentences. Lisa, I'm proud of you for. Second thing, Lisa, I forgive you for. That one took me down daily because I'd had a son with a man who was now in prison, my biggest nightmare, my greatest nightmare. I had been in a relationship that turned mentally and then physically abusive when my son was 3 years old. I made money but lost it. I was on government assistance. I was on welfare. I was on WIC, Women, Infant, and Children. Like, I had a lot of forgiveness that I had to do. But I was willing to forgive myself every day. And every day I said the same thing for like 6 months until it got easier. And then one day I went, Lisa, I forgive you for it. And that thing didn't come up anymore. I was like, ooh, okay, on to the next. 7 different endings. And the last thing I did every day, last sentence, is, Lisa, I commit to you that. Because we make bigger commitments to other people. If I commit to y'all something, ride or die, you can bet your last dime that I'm going to be there. I'm going to show up. You're going to get 2 dimes. But I would make commitments to, for me, for myself, and I wouldn't do it. I eat my weight. So I started every day celebrating Lisa, forgiving Lisa, and making a commitment to Lisa. And then I was willing to invest money in me.
I love this.
I was willing to invest money in me.
Literally.
I worked at LA Unified School District, and I knew I couldn't stay there because they needed a degree. I didn't have a degree. They didn't seem happy. I want to be happy. So I would have my son at daycare during the day. I'd work 9 hours. I'd pick him up from daycare, take him back to my office. I'd take a 30-minute break from 6 o'clock to 6:30 to go get him. I'd start working from 6:30 until midnight every day at my office on me, every day. Put my son on a little, you know, primary color blanket, something to occupy him. Give him toys that I took the batteries out of so he'd be confused for a little while trying to figure out why they're not working. I'm serious. And I did it every day, every day, every day. I stopped going out to dinner. I stopped going out dancing. I stopped getting my nails done, stopped getting my hair done. And every 2 weeks when LA Unified paid me, I wrote a check to my dream. And I wrote in the memo line, funding my dream. And I would mail the check to the bank. Wells Fargo. And I mailed a check to myself every 2 weeks for 3.5 years. My family thought, you know, thought I was smoking on drugs. Like, she ain't going out. She eating beanies and weenies all week. We think she on drugs, but she's not getting any smaller, so maybe not. And I went to the bank after 3.5 years. This is the story you're talking about. I walked in the bank. I said, I'm just going to check and see where that account is, because I wouldn't open the statements, because my mother used to say when I was growing up, girl, this money burning my pocket. And I'm like, I think money hot. And it goes, thank you so much. And it goes away fast. So I'm not going to open the statement because I don't want to know how much money I have, because I didn't have a healthy relationship to money. I didn't even know a relationship with money. So while I'm at these trainings, they just kept saying save. I'm like, okay, I'm going to save. I didn't need the money that I was writing checks for, because it was the money I used on my nails and my hair. And then every check I wrote to myself, I made a challenge with myself that it had to be 5% more than the next check.
Wow.
Than the previous check. So I didn't really know how to calculate the 5%, so I'm like, well, I'll just add $30. I'll just add $60. I really didn't know anything about it. Then I went out and got a second job. And I started working in the evenings, less on my business and more out on jobs, so I can write a bigger check. So I learned how to live on $31,000. That's all I was living on, $31,000. We can make it. We got it. I sold my Altima I had at the time. I bought an old Ford Explorer. You know, I just skinnied down. I moved out of my 3-bedroom house. I moved in with a roommate. She smoked even. And I was like, okay, I'm going to put towels under the base of the door. Y'all, you got to be inconvenienced. I put towels on the base of the door so the smoke wouldn't come in the room with me and my son. We slept side by side in the same bed. Went from a 3-bedroom, you know, 3-bathroom house, 2-story, to a roommate, you know, because I was willing to write a check to fund my dream. And I kept writing, funding my dream, funding my dream, funding my dream. And I walked into Wells Fargo 3.5 years later, and I gave her my name. I said, hi, my name is Lisa Nichols. And she's like, you the funding my dream lady. I was like, yeah. So all these tellers came running around. The manager came around, because I guess everybody had processed a check or two.
Right.
And they were like, we all been wondering. Like, everybody wants to know, what's the dream you funded? And I was like, I don't know, but it's going to cost some money. I think I got a little money now to fund the dream. And so I said, I just came to get my balance and to see where it is, because I haven't opened any of the statements. They were like, what? No, I haven't opened any of the statements, because money burns my mama's pocket, so it might burn my pocket, so I don't want to spend it. So she wrote the balance down. You know how they write the balance down, and she turned it and passed it to me, and I looked at it, And I said, no, ma'am, my name is Lisa Shante Nichols. This is my social security number. I don't even want that money because y'all going to want it back, and I don't want to get in trouble, so can you just give me my account? You know, because I didn't know anyone in my family that had $5,000 in their account, $10,000 in account. So when you write down that I have $62,500 in my account, that's not mine. And so they all teared up, like everybody start crying. They're like, no, it's yours. I looked down at my son, Jelani, who was 5 years old now, and I said, Jelani, I think life is going to change for you and Mommy. My son said, Mommy, can we finally go to McDonald's now? Because so, I've been making them homemade Big Macs for a while. I was like, Mama can make you a better Big Mac than, you know, Ronald McDonald. So, because I was willing to inconvenience my entire life. My entire life. I was willing to disrupt my entire life to buy my future, to buy my possibility, to give my dream a chance. See, we're not supposed to tuck our dreams in on the pillow when we get up in the morning. We're not supposed to leave them at home and go and fulfill somebody else's dream. We're not supposed to do that. That's not what we're wired to do. That's not who we are. Your human spirit doesn't care about the economy. The human spirit doesn't care that my son's father went to prison. The human spirit doesn't care what's happened to your family. The human spirit doesn't care about the past. You may have been molested, or your family may have been broke, or you may have been betrayed, or you may have a divorce. Your human spirit doesn't care about any of that. Your human spirit simply says, what's our command for tomorrow? What do you want to create? It's not keeping score. Your brain is keeping score because your brain is designed to keep you safe. Your soul, your intuition, your human spirit is designed to make you soar. And when you get to the edge of that stage, I want to get up right now. Can I get up right now?
You can get whatever you want. Okay. Think I'm going to tell Lisa Nichols no? Come on now.
When you get to the edge, your brain will always tell you to step back. It's always going to tell you to step back because you can fall. Always. It's going to tell you step back because before you fail, the last time you did this, you saw someone else fail. You could hurt. You could be off work. It's going to tell you. It's designed to keep you safe. So you have to be willing to play between your brain and your soul. And on some days, you got to just listen to your soul. And you got to say, I'm going to leap. I'm going to get to the edge. Most people are at the edge, and you're standing at the edge, and you're watching everyone else fly. That's pimp my ride, watch my crib, all this stuff. You know, watching people's lives on Facebook. You're at the edge, watching someone else live, wondering what it's going to be like when you jump without ever jumping. And I'm just here to tell you, jump. Because only three things can happen. You're either going to jump and fly, or you're going to jump and fall on something soft. Are you going to fall down hard? Either way, you're going to get back up. You already know you got what it takes to get back up. Your greatest fear is not that you will fall. Your greatest fear is that you will live a full life and never fly. That you never leaped. You're not afraid of dying. You're afraid of dying before the world sees who you really are. Before they really get your fingerprint. Before they really feel your breath. Before they really get your contribution. Before they really feel you. That's what you don't want to happen. You don't want to leave this place without us knowing you were here. All I'm doing is giving my dream a chance. And I'm not extraordinary. You don't get off the hook. You don't get to be let off the hook. I'm an ordinary woman who chooses every day to make one more extraordinary decision.
You're a grinder. Yeah, right? Like fucking...
All I can say is, wow. Every time I hear it, I feel like I just heard it again for the first time. It moves my soul. And so I took so many copious notes. I love the fact that we don't celebrate. We expect other people to celebrate us when we don't even celebrate ourselves. We expect other people to validate and say thank you to us when we don't say thank you to ourselves. That was one big takeaway, even though I say that all the time. It was still a big takeaway. And that she's willing to die to the woman she is, to birth the woman she wants to become. And what does that look like for us? What does that look like? So did anybody have any takeaways they want to say before we move to the next part? you press 1 on Blog Talk and star 6 on the teleconference. No comments, no questions, no thoughts, no inspirations. All right.
Hi, Janine.
Again, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Tomorrow is somebody's birthday, right?
Yes, it is.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Janine. Happy birthday to everybody else that's born this month in October and so on. But anyway, I just wanted to say good morning to you and, you know, just let you know that I'm listening and that everything that you're saying, I'm growing in. I'm learning and I'm growing in. And I want to thank you for being there. Even times when I haven't, you're still there. And that's a blessing for those of us who need that. So thank you, Janine. I love you, sis. Thank you. You are awesome.
Thank you so much. I receive it. All right, so let me make sure before I go. Press 1 if you're on Blog Talk. That's the 602-753 number. You just press the 1. All right. So what I wanted to do, because I was out this weekend, and, you know, in Chicago, it's a lot of things to do, and it was raining, of course. We had the jazz conference, not the jazz conference, the jazz in the park, and we had also the African Fest, and, you know, it was my sister's birthday and all my friends' birthday, so celebrating a lot this weekend, right? And so I get to see people, some people from the line, and everybody was talking about the money thing. So I pulled up a money conscious worksheet that I wanted us all to work on. So if anybody's interested in the money conscious worksheet, I can email it to you. You can text me your email if you know I don't have it, or you can just text me and ask me to email it to you. But I want us to think about our money consciousness. We only have, and usually in September, I usually know how many days we have until the end of the years here, right? And I usually calculate it and kind of do a countdown. And so I wanted us to, since I got so many webinars and money things this weekend people were experiencing, I wanted us to really hone in on our money consciousness. So I pulled up a money consciousness worksheet. And, you know, it's so many people that I read and they all say this is pretty similar things, that forgiveness is one of the things to open up our money consciousness. But what I love about this consciousness worksheet, this is the kind of questions it says. My current financial situation that I wish to change, and then is, and then you write in the information. But what I love about this worksheet is it says this, my emotions around this situation right now, and then you write about your feelings, because your feelings are the most important thing. Because that's how we send out to the universe, our feelings. It's through our feeling nature. And so many people would call me and say, affirmations don't work. I've been affirming and affirming and affirming. And I've been thinking and speaking and thinking and speaking, and it still ain't working. And a lot of us have been thinking and speaking for years. But one thing that we had not been taught is to really pay attention to the emotional, because we had not been taught that the universe is vibrational, and how the universe operates is through the vibrational energy. So no matter how many thoughts and words I speak, if it's not aligning with the emotional process, the emotion is going to win what I think and say. Let me say that again. That's because the heart is where the feelings live. You know, the heart is where the emotion, in the heart chakra area. So in the heart chakra area, that emotional body is always going to outwin what I think and say. Let me give you an example. If I say I'm a millionaire, and I feel poor, I'm going to win in the poverty area. So the reason why I bring this money consciousness worksheet up, because I want us to start working with it. And whenever money, feelings around money, so I get a call from one of the ladies on the Love Journey. This is my first time actually having really like a conversation with her. And she calls me and she goes into her talking. And I could tell that she wanted to talk about something that she really was going through.
because people don't really just call, you know, if they're not my friends, they ain't just calling and say, I really love you, and hey, how you doing? They got something on their mind. So I kept, you know, listening and listening. I didn't say anything, and I listened. And so she got to the point where she started talking about her money. And I said, well, what is going on, and blah, blah, blah. And when we got to the point of all of it, the reason why she was in so much debt is because she's lonely. I know you're like, well, how did you get loneliness out of debt? Well, when she was talking about her money and all the things she was spending her money on, you know, all the different workshops, new cars and stuff like that, I kept sensing that she was lonely. So we started talking about all, you know, her loneliness. And I asked her, why did she build a wall around herself that told her that she needed to be lonely? And that was the question that she was like, what? And I said, yep, well, how did you do that? So we started talking about it, right? And so what I love about this worksheet is a lot of times we send our money or circulate our money out to satisfy our ego when we're not in our healed space. So we buy cars that we don't need. We buy things. And I used to be there. So let me just be clear. I used to be there. When I first started out wanting to be a millionaire and buying real estate and flipping deals, the first thing I did was buy cars, furs, and diamonds because I knew how to earn money. Did you hear Lisa say, I knew how to earn it? But the last two, I didn't know how to keep it and how to let money make money. Those were the two things I didn't learn. I just learned how to earn it. So when we were talking, I could feel the tenseness in her emotional body talking about when I start asking questions about her money, where had her money gone? And you could feel the tenseness. So that's why I want you to be real cautious and when you answer your emotions around it, write your feelings. It's so important because it's so easy to heal when we can reveal, but it's hard to heal when you keep it a secret. And three, this is a real good one. I love myself for having these feelings. My feelings are perfect feedback. My feelings are an indication of how much meaning I am attaching to money. And then you check off, are you willing, open, skeptical, or unwilling? And then four is, I am noticing that I'm giving power to money that it doesn't have by attaching to it the following restrictive thoughts, beliefs, or assumptions about money, both in general and arising from the current situation, and these are, and then you write again. And sometimes you might need more paper so you can attach into your journal. I'm willing to forgive those who modeled or taught me these negative associations around money and resolve to do a radical forgiveness worksheet on the following people within 24 hours of doing this worksheet in order to transform this energy. So then are you willing to forgive those people? And then you check willing or unwilling, and then you write those people's names down. Like for me, I wrote down my mom's name. I wrote down my sister's name. I even wrote myself down. And so I'm going to be doing my radical forgiveness worksheet too. So if anybody wants this worksheet, this money consciousness worksheet, I will send it out to you, and I will also send you the radical forgiveness worksheet. Because after you write down each one of these names, you have to do, and within 24 hours, you got to do a radical forgiveness worksheet on the people that you wrote the names down. I am willing to see that I have lovingly created this money issue for myself as an opportunity to learn and to grow. There's others involved. I have enrolled through the law of attraction the following people into this drama to strongly resonate my issues for me. So for instance, I have lovingly created this money issue for an opportunity to learn and grow. So are you willing to release this drama? And so then you write down the names of the people who are in the process with you in some money energy process, right? And then you say, I give thanks for them blessing me in this way. And I firmly resolve to do a radical forgiveness worksheet for each one of these people within 24 hours in order to transform this energy. So, for instance, I'm going to give you an example. Maybe you borrow some money from somebody and you couldn't pay them back. Or maybe they borrowed money from you and they can't pay you back. You write their names down. I am willing to see that I have lovingly created this money issue for myself and an opportunity to learn and grow. And if I have others involved, I have enrolled through the law of attraction of following people as healing angels appearing as enemies into this drama to strongly resonate my issues for me. Woo, that's deep right there. Is that deep? Is that deep? Come on, y'all. Somebody got to say that thing. Come on. I now realize that money is neutral and has no power of its own and no inherent value. It's just energy. So I now release my need to be right about money. I now release my need to be right about the meanings I had attached to money. And since there is no shortage, I open myself to allowing money to flow easily and effortlessly in my life right now. And then you check whether you're willing or open or skeptical or unwilling. I now realize that I was withholding love from myself and others by imagining that money was or is the issue. And now I affirm my strong belief that the universe is a place of total abundance and that there is no shortage of anything. Come on, Holy Spirit. You know, as I read this, I realize why the people came to talk about money this weekend, because I needed to pull this money consciousness up for me. I'm so excited that you all make me grow, make me stretch, and make me have to do this doggone work, too. Because as I read it, I'm like, ooh, I need to do that. Ooh, I see where I'm a little, I need to do some forgiveness work there. So I'm really excited to embark upon this journey. Even if nobody else decides to do it, I am excited to do it because I'm ready to die to the person that I've been attached to become the person that I'm ready to birth. And so I'm so grateful for that opportunity. And so it's about, let me see, 11, 12. 13 questions or comments or things that you have to check or either write something about. And at the one of the 11, it says, I'm now ready and willing to reframe this situation outlined in box number one in terms of radical forgiveness perspective and metaphysical paradigm that states that everything is in divine order. I now recognize that everything is in divine order. And then you write that out. And then you sign it, date it, and commit it to it. I love it, love it, love it. So anybody who's interested in this worksheet, I'm going to send it to you. But you have to make a promise that you will come back and share with us. When I send this to you, that you will share with us how this money consciousness worksheet works for you, as well as the forgiveness, radical forgiveness worksheet I'm going to be sending you. And I'm super excited about us doing this work together. I want to see how the energy shift for us as we move into this last quarter for 2018. So if you don't have my information, you can go to the Love Journey and like our page. Okay. And let me know that you want, or you can text me at 773-447-5591. That's 773-447-5591. And let me know that you want this forgiveness. Because I'm going to be actually sending you two worksheets. Because in the money consciousness worksheet, the names that you put in there, within 24 hours from the time that you actually do the worksheet, you have to do your forgiveness worksheet on each person. So any thoughts, any questions about that?
Yes, could you please give the numbers? I got 7-3, but I didn't get the other three.
You talking about my phone number?
Yes.
773-447-5591.
Okay, thank you, sis. I got it.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you.
But please send me your email address, too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good
to the
good
love. How are you? Are you speaking with me or someone else? I'm not sure now. Well, I think Rosa put herself on mute, so we'll just go ahead and have you, and then we'll go back to Rosa.
Okay, well, first of all, let me just go across and say happy birthday, Sister Rosa. Happy, happy birthday, Sister Rosa. Yes, ma'am, it's Rosa's birthday celebration today. Wonderful. I hope you guys have a great time. Now, you know I'm in. Right on the time you added money and forgiveness, I just got to be there. Got to. Thank you so much. And let me give you the ego-busting story. Okay, as you first introduced the idea, I couldn't get in to comment on anything. So I was trying to log in on Blog Talk Radio. That didn't happen. I went all the way out, changed my password on Facebook, then tried to come back, and the Blog Talk Radio says, you cannot connect. Your connections aren't working. You're not on the Internet. Okay. All right. So then I go and change my passwords again, change my password on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook, and still couldn't get in. So I went all the way out of that entrance to Blog Talk back to your other listing in my contacts to get this phone number to call you. So, yeah, it was a struggle. It was a challenge, but I'm here, and I hope you have my information. If you don't, I'll make sure you have it today because I'm definitely in for this one. I need it. I want it. Gotta have it. Thank you so much for your service, and I love you so. I'm complete.
You're more than welcome.
Okay. Beautiful day. Cheers. God bless and peace.
You do the same. All right. All right, Rosa, you back on.
Good morning. I hope you can hear me. I'm on the bus on my way to work. However, I am, you know what, Janine, we are so in sync. It is just, it puts me in awe. So today is forgiveness of money meditation at 12:30. You know, we're doing that forgiveness. And it's so important that you said, do the worksheet, because so many of us really don't understand that everything is about emotion and that we have some issues behind money. We think it's bad, we think, you know, people owe us this and owe us that, can't get a grip on it. All of this stuff comes from how we really, really feel about currency, about money. You know, and we think it's evil and rich people. You know, it's all that stuff. And before you can even forget anything, you have to really become consciously aware of what you really truly feel about it. And this worksheet that you're about to do, I've never done before. I've done the one that that you do at the Millionaire Mind Intense, which makes you feel, get aware with your feelings and stuff. But before you forgive yourself about how you work with money, what you feel about money, the easier you open that door to receive, you know, it opens the door to a whole lot of stuff. So, of course, you know I want you to send it to me so that I can print it out before 12:30. So anybody who wants to go through the meditation, may I say, we do it at 12:30 on Meditation You Never Should Take Facebook Live, and there's a conference number that's all on that page. So just go and want to join. I'll approve you before 12:30, and I'll see you there. Have a good God day, and thank you for my birthday, because I'm still celebrating. We have a party tonight. On a Tuesday night, I'm a party, right? So it's all good, all month long. So happy birthday to all the Virgos. And as Isina said, everyone who was born, it's a brand new year. So let's get a grip on what we want to manifest this year about our finances, especially.
All right, family. I don't know. It got disconnected. You know how I do what it do sometimes. But, okay, I just want to say I will be sending it out
to you all today and making sure. So I'm super excited. Now, my only thing, I just want us to have a conversation about it. I do want to know how this worksheet is working for you, if it's bringing up anything for you. I want us to have a conversation about it and just really work around what this really means for you. So I'll be making sure I get that out to you this morning. And I just want to say thank you. I'm super excited to walk down this journey with you all as we do our money consciousness and radical forgiveness. Money consciousness and radical forgiveness. And so that's going to be talking about a lot of things this today. So we're going to talk about, that means this month, talking about trusting ourselves. One of the things as I move through more of my coaching practice with a lot of people, I realize that we don't really trust ourselves. We're not trusting ourselves. And that, what I mean by that is that we're second-guessing ourselves. We're not hearing ourselves. We're not moving through this process to really hear the Spirit. I want you to be really conscious about learning to hear yourself, trust that you have the answer, trust that no matter what's going on in your money, your relationship or whatever, that this is all invited into your space to go deeper into love. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this month, even talking about having your voice, even talking about being seen, being vocal. And it don't always mean that it looks like what somebody else's process looks like. And it doesn't mean what somebody else may think it may look like for you, but it's what it looks like for you on your own personal basis. And the only person who knows that is you. Are you hiding? Are you hiding? And so we're going to be talking about those things this month. We got a really great lineup of different people who's going to come on and speak. I'm really excited. I'm going to be bringing Ashanti J on the line. Beautiful sister, when I tell you, she's a beautiful, passionate, young, beautiful sister. Amazing, owning her own gym and not only TED Talk. She's done many things. She's been on many television shows, many radio shows, just a fascinating. She was the Effin' Vodka of the Year woman at the brunch that I invited quite a few people to at the last minute. But anyway, I just want you all to know that I'm really wanting us to take this to the next level. I really want us to take this process to the next level. Forgiveness is the most wonderful, powerful ways to open up our abundance well. And so if you are stuck in a dead-end job or stuck in a relationship that got you feeling some kind of way, or you're stuck in any area of your life, I believe that these radical forgiveness and money consciousness worksheets are going to bring those things out to move ourselves into a place of total abundance, which is where we all belong. What's your fantasy? What's your true desire? You know, I told you, man, I want to fly in my helicopter with some of my favorite people and go to a private beach and have our jazz musicians on the beach and my favorite chef cooking us some phenomenal food. Maybe that my favorite singer would be Will Downey, y'all, Chocolate. You know, and just sitting there under the moonlight enjoying my favorite meal with some of my favorite people in the world, having conversation, eating great food, listening to great music in nature, next to the water, looking at the full moon. Oh, I'm so crazy. I know it, y'all. I love it, though. I love myself, y'all. I love myself. I love myself. All right, family, any more questions or comments before we get out the line? Press 1 on Blog Talk, star 6 if you're on teleconference line. We're going to really take this level, this money consciousness, this forgiveness thing to the next level, open up our money well so that we, I really want us to move into 2019 doing a doggone thing. And I don't want to wait to New Year's Eve. I want you, or New Year's Day, I want you to be ready for 2019. Like,
hey, looking in the face saying, I'm ready for you, baby. I got you this year. All right. All right, family. Well, I don't know. I feel like a little Beyonce with a little love on top. How y'all feel about that, huh? It's always a powerful thing to think about love, right? All right, I want to remind you that your life is a gift. Oops, let me just, before we go, I got two things I want to remind us. The Remarkable Woman Conference is coming up September 15th. Every year, the Love Journey supports the Remarkable Woman Conference. This is the 6th annual Remarkable Woman Conference. I would love for us all to be there, Love Journey family, to show up because we got a great lineup. We got a great lineup. We got Dr. Lynn Richardson, who's going to come. You know, she's the money coach, baby. She coaches MC Light, works with Russell Simmons. Just a real all-around powerful, dynamic little sister. I saw her speak quite a few times. And I tell you, this sister is powerful. And we got Janine Ingram, who's going to speak. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, she's powerful, too. She's a dynamo.
Oh, y'all, I'm just being silly this morning, but I just want to tell you it's going to be a packed house. And I got a code for anybody who want to buy a ticket. And if you buy a ticket, and if you can't come, how about purchasing a ticket so that you can support one of our domestic violence shelters to invite a woman who is in her process right now to come and be a part of the Remarkable Woman Conference. And with this code that I have, you get $25 off. Yes, I got a family and friends code to get $25 off your tickets. So I'm going to be posting that on the Love Journey. It's already posted on my own personal page. So I want to make sure you get that. Also, Mama Joy is going to be doing tonight from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. her own show from the Feminine Solutions. If you want to tune in tonight, it's going to be on Tuesdays. And if you want to tune in to her show tonight, let me give you her number. The Feminine Solution. Mama Joy always doing something. I just love Mama Joy. She just made 73 or 74, and she always, always doing something new. All right, listen today from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Call in and comment, and her number for the Feminine Solution is 515-605-9325. That's 515-605-9325. Oh, September 8th and the 9th, they're looking for vendors, gospel music, jazz, blues, the 79th Street Renaissance Festival. Yeah! Let me tell you, there's no festival in Chicago like the Renaissance Festival. If you're in Chicago, it's free. September 8th and 9th, they're going to have vendors, gospel music, jazz, and blues. And let me tell you, I love the house music. They do the gospel house. All right, y'all, come on, y'all. Oh, the 79th Street Festival in the house. Yay! So we got to make sure that we attend to that. House, talking about house music and the 9th family. So you don't want to forget to be there. All right, family, so just want to remind you, okay, we got the Remarkable Woman Conference September 15th. That's Nicole Wheatley and all of us who support that. Don't forget, if you want to get a ticket, I have a code for you. That code will get you $25 off your ticket. Yes, that's yes, yes, yes. And I want you to make sure that you get a chance to come out and support that. Don't forget to come September 8th and 9th. To the Renaissance Fair. It's always amazing. Face painting with our very own Deborah Gary all the time. She does an amazing job. All kind of vendors, all kind of food. It's just an amazing to see our own community come together in peace, love, and just having fun and all the smiles. It is so amazing. I've always enjoyed that. So I just want to thank all the people who put that together because I know it's a lot of work, but let me tell you, it's one of the most amazing street festivals I've ever been to. You will have so much fun. September 8th and 9th, 79th Street Renaissance Festival family. September 15th, the Remarkable Woman Conference. Tonight,
Don't forget, Mama Joy and the Feminine Solution. It's a blog talk radio show. Yes, yes, yes. And if you want to call in tonight and support Miss Mama Joy, who I love, who always looking for something new, 515-605-9325. That's 515-605-9325. All right. Whew, that's some good stuff, family. All right, now we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice, and remember, family, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. You've been tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and this is Beyonce. Love on time.